Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, ye love, in whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. So therefore we say, your glory is present here at the Family Prayer Center.
Yes,
the sick are healed, the blind see, the deaf hear, the dumb speak, the lame walk, the dead live. The gospel is preached and thousands of people are born again. We love each other and are in one accord while the Father works revival in our midst. And we have the kind of worship that takes us beyond the veil of the flesh in order that we may worship in spirit and in truth. We worship you, Father, out of our new nature. We give you family worship as your sons and daughters. Thank you, Jesus. And we do rejoice with joy unspeakable. It's your glory, Lord. We worship you tonight. We give you glory. We give you honor and praises, Jesus. We love you so much, Lord. You're worthy of all the glory. You're worthy of all the glory, Jesus.
We love you.
We exalt you. We exalt you, Lord. Glory and honor. Praises to you, Jesus. I love you so much, Jesus.
We long for your courts.
So good to know you, Lord.
We long.
We worship you here in this place, Lord. We give you glory and honor, Jesus, and praises.
For you alone are worthy. And you alone, Lord God, have provided everything that we need in this life to go forward. So, Father, we love you. And we worship you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. We glorify you. So let's just do another one. Since His presence is all we need and everything that we have our hope in, let's just spend another few moments in His presence. I exalt you, Jesus. Imale frins tepo lakalisini fremakio. For he has not found that is your enemy, nor will he ever find any weapon to match in capacity my love, saith the Spirit of grace. For when you find this mystery so true, that the greatest weapon that I've ever employed to the church was whosoever will, let him come. For God so loved the world that I gave my only begotten Son. Know this, that when this love that I have and had for you reigns and rules in you and begins to take over your life, consistent, systematic, you'll find that fear and torment is driven out, and the occupancy of it, whereby it laid hidden for a long time, at times unable to be discovered by natural means and unable to be remedied by natural means. Know this, when you worship me out of your nature, that nature that I gave you. Know this, that you begin the beginning stages employing that weapon both to you and then to work through you to destroy the occupancy of fears and doubt. And where all fear and doubt is gone, it is replaced with that which is joy unspeakable and full of glory, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the Lamb. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. A lady next door asked us to pray for her son, Tariq Berry. This is him. Young man, 20s. He's in Afghanistan. How many of you believe God will touch him right where he's at, serving our nation there? So, Tariq Berry, we call his name out, Father. That he will not fall on the battlefield, a victim, a casualty, but that his life be sewn up in Christ, and that, Father, that everything that you are will be made manifest to him. And if, Lord, that he will know you in spirit and in truth. Yes. His whole company and all the men that are around him, I pray they'll watch the hedge. They'll watch the hedge that is around him. And they'll watch you working in his life. And they'll your keeping power. Bring him back to the States safe and sound, no matter how many times he's deployed there. We thank you and praise you for your grace on him, Father. In the precious name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
I want us to lift up the family, the trying to think of it there. His name's Trevor, and the one with the twins. They lost the little boy. So the little girl is still around, and she's alive. And I really would love to see them be able to salvage one of those little ones. So he's devastated, and he doesn't walk where we walk. But nevertheless, that would be hard either way, wherever you're walking. So they live in Orlando, so why don't we just lift them up right now? Carolyn, I think is her name, or Caroline. Lord, you know little Caroline. Just a pound of little flesh laying there. There's bleeding that's there in the different parts of her body. And the valve that needs to be shut off, that's open up and is allowing too much of something. Father, in the name of Jesus, just like she was in the womb, we pray that she'll continue to be incubated by God in the name of Jesus. Caroline, I command you, receive life, wholeness, and healing power into your brain and all those hemorrhaging areas. I command in the name of Jesus, stop, desist now. Dry up, and Father, let I pray the infusion of your grace and the completeness and the wholeness of everything into her stomach that's, Lord, having a hard time. We pray a completeness and a wholeness and a generating and a regenerating of life and grace and everything that you are, Father, to her body. We call her whole, and that all of her parts that are written in your book be made manifest on planet Earth. We give you praise and glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we rejoice in you and give you thanksgiving, Lord, that you'll stay here. And we lift up that family, Lord. We pray that somehow they'll find a way through your grace to survive this and get past it and go on into God. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. On the other hand, the little baby girl, what is her name? Isla. Okay. So you're ready for this. So they did the report after we prayed, or did, and others have been praying, and others have been visiting, and but we just prayed for Sunday, and they said that they were pretty sure she had cancer in her lung and in her liver. And they've done all the reports and everything come back, no cancer.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And then they kept her. They kept her today. And it's already going around Immokalee because Amber got a call. And they said that, somebody said, that girl got prayer at your church, didn't she? So all the glory to God. But then they kept her an extra day because they said, okay, we can't find any cancer, but there are spots on your liver. We don't know what, you know, they weren't talking to the little girl, but to the mother. There are spots on her liver. So we don't know what those are. So then today they did another MRI to find out what those spots are, and they could not find the spots anymore. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So that is a good one. Hallelujah. And so we don't stop, because if we increasing our odds, or our, you know, our count is getting higher and higher and higher. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. And there will be a day where they all get healed.
Amen.
That's His will. Praise God. So we've already settled on that. So, Father, we love You and worship You. Isla is whole, Lord, because of the miracle working power of Jesus Christ. She lived to be an old woman, and bear children, and have grandchildren. And Father, I thank You that she serves You at an early age and gets born again and follows You all the days of her life. We love You, Jesus. We love You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Love You, Father, and worship You. And Your great grace is magnified in the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. And as we just sang, Father, all I need is to speak Your name. Speak the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. All my life comes under one thing, that is His Lordship. To believe in Him is to receive from You all that I need in this life. I worship You. I glorify You. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. We exalt You, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, we glorify You. Would You just lift your hearts up to Him? We just exalt You, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. We praise and magnify You. We praise You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glorify You. Hallelujah, Jesus. Immokalee is in revival. And the blind see and the lame walk. Deaf hear, the dumb speak. The dead are raised and thousands are born again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glorify You. The most amazing thing is that it's all just one decision of the heart. Just one decision of the heart. And I love that song. I can't remember singing it before. I know we probably have. But all I need to do is just to speak His name. Do you know that it's even more simpler than that? You could be lying, dying. Lying somewhere, dying in a puddle of blood. And even if you couldn't say it. Because He said with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. And out of that, the mouth, a confession is made unto salvation. That's why a lot of times people say, well, they need to say it. Yeah, they do, if they can. But you can catch somebody in a coma, but their spirit's awake, and if you can, sometimes you'll get a witness that they're able to hear you. And they can just turn their whole world. How do you know that? Well, I know it one way by the fact that if you had to say it, then anybody that didn't have a tongue or was mute, couldn't speak, they'd have no way to ever get born again. They'd be damned to hell, and there'd be no way to get them saved if they had to say, Jesus, come into my heart. But they can say it in their heart just by saying yes. When you know the plan that it's Christ and you say yes to it, it all takes place in a moment's time. Hallelujah. And the greatest miracle is they're going to flood in here. Praise God. We still got another Friday night this month to speak it, and then we're not going to stop after that. Hallelujah. Even though they're building a monstrosity across the street, I think it is just a laughing matter that we got picked out to go head to head. Isn't it amazing where they looked all over Mockley? And then every Sunday when we drive up, I mean, if the mound of dirt is going to be any sign of the building, how high it's going to go. I was telling Dave about it today, and he said, hi, everybody, by the way. So you're supposed to say, hi, Dave. Okay. Okay, thank you. I said, this is a building. I mean, they picked out. Where did they pick out in all of Immokalee? I think it's a compliment to us, really. You know, it's like the devil. Somebody says it's going to be ours. Okay. The devil, other people have said that too. You know, of all the places he could pick, right across the street. I said, it's going to be big, Dave. It's going to be one. He said, you need to put one of those telescopes on a tripod, face it that way, so people will think they got to look through the telescope to see it. That's how you have to understand Dave's humor. Hallelujah. And I got my first visit from them today before church. They stopped by, and I don't know what they think of the pastor of this church. But I was real nice. Like Homer was talking about how nice he was. Because they're just kids. All of those little. They're just 20 years old. And I could see them. I'd already got my prayer time, and it was getting late. So I'm sitting in the garage in that recliner that all revelation knowledge is birthed out of. And I got the oldest shirt in my drawers on. It's cut off sleeves, and it looks like it's been shot by a shotgun. It's all got holes all in it. And Candy had roasted chicken on the stove, and I just went in there and pulled off a big leg and thigh, and I had a piece of bread, and I'm sitting out there, one leg over the arm, I think, and I'm just praying, sitting. So here they come up the aisle of the driveway. Hair's a mess, hi, sir. How you doing? It looks like you're really relaxing. I said, yeah, I am. I'm getting ready for church. And they said, really? What church you go to? And I got up and ran out the side of the garage, and I said, that one over there, I pastor it. I said, how long? I said, about 18 years. That might be a couple years. 15 to 18 has been there. And they said, really? Wow. So they just kids, and they've got their ties, their white shirts and ties, and their little things. And They said, well, we're... And I didn't even look at it. I said, you guys are building right across the street. They said, yeah, we're going to be your neighbor. So they invited us over. And I certainly invited them over, you know. So they're welcome to come. I know I won't be going over there, but they're welcome to come over here. So when they come in with their white shirts and black ties, we're just going to love them. I said, have a good day. I didn't say, God bless you. You don't really... Paul said, don't give them Godspeed. You're not really supposed to. You're not supposed to commission them with Godspeed like you'd say, God bless you. But I said, have a good day. And they liked that. And they liked me. And so I was friendly with them. Hallelujah. Praise God. I hope a bunch of them show up. Because they don't know what to do with the anointing because they don't have it. And there's no way to get saved in that church. You can get saved in the Catholic Church. There's enough, even with religion, there's enough of truth that you can get saved in there. Now, I do not believe most of them are, but you can get saved. And you can even get filled with the Holy Ghost. Now, there's a mass wave of Catholics getting saved, so maybe that'll catch up to the in the end days to more than not. But you cannot get saved. You cannot find Christ in the Mormon Church, and you cannot find Christ in the Jehovah Witness Church. It's just so contrary to truth, you'll never find Christ in it. You could be prayed out of it and find Christ. Or if you get born again in it because somebody prayed you in, you'll immediately come out of it. But Immokalee is saved. Hallelujah. I think we just need to continue. I feel like we need to continue to worship. Saying all that, just waiting on Him, really. Hallelujah, Jesus. Palomba klese nekiato. Can't get out of presence. So we worship You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Read a prophecy that came forth earlier this month, or in October, rather. Hallelujah. It's entitled, Wake Up. And the Lord spoke and He said these words, for this purpose, I have come to awaken you out of sleep, saith the Spirit of grace. For those that are asleep do not know they slumber while they sleep. And while you sleep, even though you know there is that warfare that surrounds you, you hardly find the means to gather yourself and wake up and go forward in the way that you know is possible. But know this, unto you this day has been given a charge and is delivered in the Spirit a place for you to wake up and arise, thou that sleepest, and come forth, saith the Spirit of grace. Arise, thou that sleepest, and come forth, saith the Spirit of grace, and know that you are awakened into a place of prosperity in My Spirit, whereby which I, by the sword of My Spirit, bring forth a judgment on your enemies. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Those that have come to bring you into bondage, and those spirits of darkness that have come to levy their will against your will, know this, saith the Spirit of grace, that My grace is that grace to bring you forth in an awakening out of all slumber and bringing forth a quickening of My Spirit, saith the Spirit of grace, whereby which you in these hours and in these days can rule and reign over your enemies, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, He's been talking to us a lot about waking up. Ephesians 5:14, awake thou that sleepest. Arise from the dead and Christ shall give thee light. Hallelujah. And so all of you that are pursuing that place of worship are finding He's coming more and more and more. Why don't you just stand with me for a moment? It's kind of a unusual, but I sense an anointing to break a yoke and bring forth an awakening process in some of your lives. So, before worship music or anything, and we'll, whenever you get something, it's okay, but right now, let's just lift up our voice. Father, we love you and worship you. We glorify you for the thousands of words that have come forth out of this place, calling in the lost and calling in the backslider and calling in everyone that, Lord God, has, Lord, gone astray. And Father, we just pray tonight, your grace and your glory, awake thou that sleepest, arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. We worship you and magnify you and give you all the glory that you're the one that's bringing forth the prosperity that we need in the name of Jesus in these last days. All things are possible. All things are possible to them that believe, and we worship you. We begin, Father, by the sword of the Spirit to take our vengeance in the Spirit against the spirits of this world who have put the church to sleep, and also in this hour bringing forth the poverty that is being levied against your church. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you all the praise and all the glory. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. We give you glory. Hallelujah. It's almost a little call for hope. Hope deferred maketh the heart sick. Meaning, you hope something's going to happen and it doesn't. It takes away all encouragement. But He's wanting to encourage you. And some of you need encouragement in the way of prosperity and job openings and all those kinds of things. And others in other areas of life. If there's something like, God, I need more than a star to wish upon. I need real hope in my life. And in any of these particular areas, I think you need to come and stand. Let me pray for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father. Oh, we receive that grace that is coming down right now. That unmerited favor, that grace, that strength for change, Lord. That strength for change. That strength, Lord, to see you breaking through on every part of our life. Physically, spiritually, the prosperity of our bodies and our minds. And Father, for all those open doors into the prosperity realm, we worship you and glorify you. Blessed be the Lamb. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. We glorify you. Hallelujah. Worthy. We've worshiped until I've put these girls to sleep. It's all right. We still. Hallelujah. What's that? Peaceful. That's what it is. The love of God is the greatest mystery of all mysteries. If you can just plunge into His love. Hallelujah. The first fall, of course, was not Adam. It was the one that we now call the tempter. But we don't know how long that his rebellion took place. I don't know how long it took place. But you can bet this, the same way He treats you, He treated him. It wasn't that He kicked him out the first day. He tried His best to salvage him. I often wondered why he didn't do something about it and lock him up in a place as soon as he left. We're finding more and more about the mystery of His love, but why did He even show up on our planet? Why didn't God just incarcerate Him? And then there's no tempter at the garden. Why didn't He just incarcerate him in some faraway planet. Him in that third. It's a good possibility. It's a good possibility that God was still hoping for some kind of reconciliation. But that's the Father. I don't know for sure, but it's possible. But when He tried to get our creation to go along with Him, that was it. There does come a time where that's it. But we haven't even begun to tap into how much He loves us. And He wants everybody. Hallelujah. As long as you're living and breathing in this world, He loves. If He could have got Hitler just before he killed himself in that bunker, I guess, because they never found his body. If they could have got him to really, truly repent, really, he'd have received him. Now that just blows me away. But that's how much he loves us. Hallelujah. He's provided the Lamb for all of us. Hallelujah. Well, how many of you felt refreshed tonight in His peace? I couldn't go any other direction. Couldn't go into the Word or anything, but we just felt like we needed to stay and worship. Hallelujah. So we're just obedient. Glory to God. So we got this Friday night, and then we'll all be here confessing the Word, and then we'll be off for 3 weeks. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Why don't we just stand and be blessed? Glory. Father, we love You. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many are glad for that grace that came? Oh, thank You for it, Jesus. We worship You every single time we get together. Lord, You always show up, and we worship You and praise You. We thank You for the bountiful avenues of Your glory and grace and Your Word that always abound in us and flow through us. Father, we love You for the grace that came, Lord, tonight. And for the peace that was in the worship. And Lord, just the strength that's in that peace. We love You. We thank You. We give You all the praise and all the glory. Thank You for this offering, Father. We bless it now in the precious name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Amen.